Video: Jane Fonda storms Senate building during climate change protest. By Ben Q on November 16, 2019. Actress and left-wing activist Jane Fonda led her sixth consecutive climate change protest on Friday, where she led a rally unlawfully into the Russell Senate office building. Fonda was joined at the protest, known as Fire Drill Fridays, by her Grace and Frankie co-stars Brooklyn Decker and June Diane Raphael, as well as the show's writers. Others present included CSI actress Marg Helgenberger, anti-vax activist Robert Kennedy Jr. and the filmmaker Abigail Disney. The rally took place on the Capitol lawn, before around 70 demonstrators marched toward and illegally entered the Russell Senate office building rotunda. Police arrested a number of protesters, including Raphael, Helgenberger, and Kennedy. Jane Fonda, meanwhile, has claimed that the objective of the rally is to pressure lawmakers into supporting Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's RNY Green New Deal. According to one study, the deal could $93 trillion, over four times America's national debt, with the aim of phasing out the use of fossil fuels within the next 30 years. Any real solution to climate change must have a strong commitment to environmental, gender and racial justice at its core, Fonda wrote in a recent blog post. After being arrested at four of the previous rallies, the 81-year-old Academy Award winner confirmed that she would not get arrested again over increased penalties, involving court appearances and up to 90 days in jail. I have been advised that, because I've had four arrests in a short period of time and I have a court date coming up mid-November concerning those arrests, if I get arrested again before then, I risk 90 days in jail, she explained. I can rebel and be more effective outside of jail. Fonda's demonstrations come after she took a break from acting and moved to Washington, D.C. to pursue environmental activism and be at the epicenter of the fight for our climate. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.